Hey, Clayton Bates from Inspire Small Business, and I thought I'd just talk about why I think people will fail with Shopify. And I sort of discovered something very interesting about 3 months ago. Shopify's got this community forum where people can post feedback and stuff. And I actually went back through 1 year's worth of posts and looked at every single post for 1 year. And it was crazy what I discovered. Like, so many people ask for feedback and then don't even implement nearly any of it. And I couldn't understand why. Like, people still haven't got sales after like 6 months and a year. And I was really just, I had no idea why. And I was like, it's so easy. Why can't you get sales? And I thought I should go back to my journey. And I got to the whiteboard and I worked out, if you don't know me, like my first 6 months back in 2014, I didn't get a sale. And then when I actually got my first sale, that's what really motivated me to learn and test and, fast forward to now, I've made thousands of sales online. So I got to the whiteboard, started writing out, what I struggled with and trying to work it out, And I think one of the biggest problems people face is there's so many people online, in the forums, everything, giving advice. This is the best way. This is the best way. Do it like this. And the problem is, like, while a lot of these ideas might be good, they conflict with each other. And I think people just get lost in just listening to so many different people. And I really think the best way to go about it is find someone you like and just listen to them and shut out everyone else and go with their ideas and their strategies and their plans. Test it out for, 2, 3, 4 weeks. And if you don't see results, move on to the next person. But the most important thing is that you have to put the work in. You have to be willing to, put all the work in. It's a lot of people say it's easy, and for people just starting out, it really isn't easy. It's a mission. Like, I reckon 90% of people that are just starting out online, it will take like 6 to 24 months to really even half sort of work it out. And it's a lot of effort, and you've got to put in the effort. I see a lot of people not putting the effort in, and there's so many like little things. Like, realistically, only 3 to 4%, if you're lucky, of people that land on your website are actually going to convert. And like, I believe like building a connection with people is really important, because if you build this connection, they're most likely to subscribe to your newsletter, and then you can email market them later and they'll come back, and you're building this like relationship. And that's why I think like building your story page and your blogs and stuff are really important to build that connection. And I'd just like to see more people writing blogs and putting more effort into their story, because I really don't see that, like, building a brand, And especially with drop shipping now, like, I'm not against drop shipping at all. I think you really can make it in drop shipping. It's just so many people are putting half-assed websites together when really you could have a massive advantage over people buying on Amazon and stuff if you built that connection, added value, gave something away for free, even if it's like a PDF download on how the best ways to change a diaper or something, if you sell nappies, I don't know, whatever, like adding like real value and expecting nothing in return. I think that's the key. Like, all this stuff, it all builds a connection, and if you can get that connection, oh, I just think the potential is massive. There's such a big potential if you build a connection and a relationship with your visitors and your viewers. And I just don't see anyone really talking about building a connection, you know? Like, I know there's like Gary Vee, you know, he's, you know, everyone knows Gary Vee. But yeah, just so many of like these gurus are just don't even talk about blogs and story. And you see, it's funny looking at these websites, like especially on the Shopify community, because like you see this like heaps of websites that look the same, and it's like I don't understand why half of the stuff's even there. Like it feels like someone thought, oh, that would be good, and I'll put it there and never really tested it, because I don't know. I still think there's a lot of online courses that are good. Just some people, I just don't understand why some things are there. Like a good example is track your order in your main menu. Like, why is that there? Why do people keep putting it there? Why do people keep telling you to put it there? When you fulfill the order, the tracking number gets sent to them. So I don't understand why that's in your main menu. Why is that even important? It should be in the footer. Like so many little things, you know? And yeah, not really ranting here. I don't know. It's more about putting the effort in. If you really put the effort in, you'll see results, and that's it. That's end of story. If you're just going to spend 1 hour a week on your website, it's just not going to work. And, you know, I think a lot of people are working full-time jobs and trying to make it with their side business website. And really, if you've, there's a lot of books I've read about changing habits and that. And if you can find 1 hour a day, every day for like 3 4 weeks, you can start this habit and just get into an hour a habit of like putting 1 hour's work in every day. And you know, that's what it takes to build it up. You got to at least put 1 hour a day in, you know. So I don't know what where else to really go with this. I hopefully found some value here, and yeah, I'd love to know what you guys think, or just reach out sometime. It'd be great. So yeah, good luck, and put the effort in, especially blogs. Build blogs and your story. Build that connection. Yeah, and hopefully you sell thousands of stuff too. So I'm off to bed now, and I'll have a good one. So.